visit, and you should also visit at the same time. My name is Miles Lowrode. Tonight we are joined by Crafter, a.k.a. Black Killer Mike, a.k.a. the Master Plan, a.k.a. I'm fucking too lazy to do shit, so I'm going to finish it real quick. How are you doing tonight, Crafter?
Putting in effort, the thing I hate the most. Yeah,
word. I totally feel you on that. We also got Enchanter. He's definitely muted tonight. Mic issues and whatnot, but he will be joining us in the near future. We're here to discuss things, hang out, chill. If you end up stumbling across this chat, by all means, definitely join in the conversation. We'd love to hear from you tonight. Regardless, how's everyone doing tonight? We doing good?
Yeah, I've been better, you know.
But the question is, have you been worse?
Always.
Always.
Mr. Glass is as half full kind of person.
You are.
It bums me out. Your positivity bums me out in life. It makes me feel like my glass is even more empty. Thanks.
See, bro, but like we complete each other, right? I am the manic to your depression.
I guess you could call it that.
For real, dude. For real. Like, I don't have much depression to me, and if I do, it's like short-lived. I think I'm more manic than anything else.
I would agree.
Fuck yeah. Fucking, so yeah, interesting week this week. All kinds of shit going down. We got a State of the Union address by by my personal
Orange
president,
Man.
Donald Trump.
Orange Man. Orange Man bad.
Orange Man good. Weed good. Don't care about Orange Man.
I didn't watch Orange Man. I was like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't impact me whatsoever. It doesn't matter to me.
Huh.
Try to convince me it matters to me.
For me, I watched it mostly because we were doing this podcast. Another Mam suspect. Wait, hold on. I have to check this shit out. Oh, shit. This one looks more like a man to me. The other one, I probably would have had, I would have probably hit on the other one. But then now that I look at him, like, ooh, yeah, dude, you look like the cheek and nose area. I'm like, oh, shit, that is a man.
See? You hear it here first. You know, the people who like Trump also like looking at trannies. Proof?
Bro, I think
anecdotal
think
evidence, possibly, but true.
I think it's common. I believe that two or three of the the transgendered people that are in the Senate, or is it Congress? One of the two that are like all that do that shit, right? They're fucking Republican. The transgender people that serve office for our government are Republican.
Yeah.
No?
Maybe.
You don't believe me?
No. That doesn't sound accurate.
No? I'm looking it up, bitches.
Look it up. I want to know these stats.
Transgender government governed. Officials. Oh yeah, I spelled government wrong. I'm a retard.
Government.
2017's newly elected transgendered officials. NBC News.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Huh. Denicia Roem. Virginia House of Delegates, 13th District. I'm not getting a Republican or Democrat on that.
There isn't like just a Wikipedia article that just like will list all the transgender.
Oh yeah, I should do that. Fucking NBC bullshit news.
Yeah.
Fake
news.
Wikipedia list of transgender political office holders. Here we go.
Yeah, tell me. Yeah, tell boy, me. I would bet $2 that it would
shut
be more Democrats.
Would you? Would you? Would you? Would you bet $4?
For people not in the know, we have been continuously betting back and forth the same $2 or $4, and then, you know, bragging about these $2 to each other, you know, over and over again. So he's pretty excited when he can try to win it back.
Yeah, word, because I just lost them. I lost two at first, and then I tried to go double or nothing on the Super Bowl. So I basically, Brady robbed me twice. How gay is that?
Yeah, should never bet against Brady.
I fucking hate my life. Fuck you, Tom Brady, for being such a goddamn good quarterback. Tonight.
So
verbose.xyz, sorry. I'm so plugging right now.
I want to know about transgenders. They're Democrats, right?
Oh, yeah. Hold up. You would think, right? Let's see here. We got 1990s was Joanne Marie Conte. This is the Arvidas City Council in 1991.
What are you even saying to me?
Okay, 1990s. Also, Athia Garrison. Republican, Massachusetts House of Representatives. So that's one for Republican. Okay, now we got Amanda Simpson.
Oh, God. Just Amanda kill Simpson, me now. Just right? Kill me now.
Right? That's fucking crazy, right? Amanda Simpson, this is in 2000s. Amanda Simpson, Commissioner of the City of Tucson, Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Commission.
You're really gonna get, like, local commissions on me? Like, good God. This is the weakest defense of Republican Party I've ever seen.
Well, okay, I will just look then for how about House and Senate?
Yeah, that.
My bad.
Because I'm like, so, like local district one. Of Tucson. Good, they're crazy in Tucson.
Yeah,
anyone,
they are.
Anyone in Tucson listening right now? Fuck you and fuck your city, just cause.
No. Tucson, you guys are the oasis in a butthole of a state. I love your shit there. You guys hold it down tight. Fuck the rest of your state, okay? Just saying. Phoenix, fuck you. Fucking anywhere else. Bisbee, you cool. Tucson's all right, though. Let's see. They have the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show there and shit. Fuck yeah. I have to try to not say the N-word tonight. Trying. Don't hate me because I'm N-word. Fuck, dude, I'm not seeing much in the way of, hold up, Canada.
It's okay, you can just assume I won, that's okay.
No, dude, I won. Because the only one that Wikipedia shows is one, House of Representatives, and it's Republican. That's it. I don't see anything else.
Okay.
So the rest are, like, seats that have been held. And this is through 2018. Oh, wait. Lisa Bunker, a New Hampshire House of Representatives. But it doesn't give me a fucking Republican or Democrat. That's fucking weird. Hold up. Let me open this browser up in a new tab. Do you know Lisa Bunker?
No.
American politician? Who?
No.
She is representative, blah, 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 for the Democratic Party.
I win. Okay. $2.
You're gay.
$2.
You're gay as fuck. Okay. Gary Cannon, also Democratic Party. Representatives. Oh, God. Virginia House of Delegates. We don't want that, dude. Fuck the delegates. And doubly fuck the super delegates. Democratic National Committee. Yeah, you win. You're gay. House of Representatives Stacey Lawton.
I wonder where, like, modern, like, Republicans got the idea that they're the party of inclusiveness. You know, I don't know.
What do you mean? They are the party of inclusiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are in 2019.
I don't know. I still say it's majority white.
But that doesn't mean that you're not included. Just because something is majority white doesn't mean that you can't infiltrate it. You can't be a part of it.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that they're restricting it, make it only white.
It sounds like it is.
There, but, like, if you look, I mean, like, if They have less minorities than the Democratic Party.
True, they have less, right? But they do not pander to at the same token. Don't
okay,
you feel that?
I agree.
Yeah, whereas Democrats are like, come hang out with us. We got all this free shit. Yes, indeed, we want your vote. Now let's assassinate all the babies.
What?
What? Infanticide, my dude. That's what the Democratic Party's all about. Killing babies. No, you disagree.
I just don't know where to start. Like,
somewhere.
Well, like,
prove to me. How about this? How is the Democratic Party more inclusive than the Republican Party?
Which party was in power when more infants died in Iraq? During shock and awe or during the Obama 8 years of boredom?
I don't know.
Who's killed more babies?
I don't know. I would say that they've both killed the same amount of babies. The only difference is either like seeing your target or being a drone attack. Obama administration being drone attacks and the Bush administration being, you know, sacrificing our soldiers.
But how could the Republican Party, after starting a stupid, pointless lies of wars in Iraq, now claim morality on life?
What makes you say that it was the Republican Party? Like most, the majority.
It was
of
the Republican Party. It was the Republican Party. It was
no.
Bush. It was Cheney.
No. Did Hillary Clinton support the war? Oh shit, fuck, hold up. My headphones fell out. Oh god. Alright, we back.
Her voting is way more important than the guy who proposed it.
I'm right? Just saying, like,
you're just
who
saying,
proposed what?
You're just saying a vote is the same as proposing war, right? You're saying a vote is the same as false intelligence.
I would say so. I would say that if you support
something... So how would the Democrats be just as culpable as the Republicans?
Because you are who you hang around with. Like, if you're, like, okay, cool, so Democrats were okay with it, but Republicans capitalized off of it, right? That's like saying that we're absolved from responsibility by not supporting or supporting one way or another.
I mean, but it's just...
I just support this thing. I'm not a part of it.
But you don't see, like, the differing stances on war and abortion being, like hypocritical at all?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. And I find it hypocritical that the Party of Peace, the majority of them, supported the war in that time.
I mean, like, in my level, like, I'm thinking that... Like, if you had to choose a group of 1 million children to kill, if I choose a group of 1 million with, like, names and slight education and families, or 1 million of what-if children that have not been born yet at all with no name, I'll choose the no name. You know, I'll choose the non-exist. Like, what's wrong with that?
True, but, yeah, I absolutely agree. I'm 100% there with you. But you're saying that, like, that's the consensus, right? But I don't think it is. I think that those in power, I'm not saying people who are Democratic leading or Democratic socialist or like left of center, I don't find that these people are this way, but I think that people that are the ruling class, they're very willing to conflate the value of the unborn human life with the value of war-torn human life, right? Why the fuck would we care about someone in another country when we could just bomb the fuck out of them? But hey, if it's about social justice, bring them into our country. That's cool. That's fucking cool as shit. But we could bomb the fuck out of them and not even think a second thought about it.
Yeah. But
I mean,
but,
as
and
as
then what else with, like to. With abortion? Like you want to force mother because you don't want to use abortion as a plan of type of birth control, right? That's a big talking point.
Okay.
So, but what do you plan to do with all the children who cannot be paid for, are not being supported, are not being taken care of by, you know, like good parents? Just is it just about more suffering for the sake of suffering? Is it jail the parents if they don't perform right? So I mean, like what's the solution there?
I'd say we should take a look at birth rates and see how many like family, or rather like two person couples lack a child in their lives, and how that compares to like a decade ago and 20 years ago. And then we can have a better outlook of like how many potential families don't have kids, or people that don't, that choose not to, who can then be, you know, maybe enticed with the idea of having kids on some sort of tax break or something. And what I mean by having kids is like adopting. And I feel like, I mean, shit, like I'm at this stage in my life. I don't have kids. I'm 36 years old. And like, I don't feel like I'll find a partner that I will procreate with. Who knows? I'm going to fucking squirt in everything I fucking see these days, because fucking I'm 36. But like, see you when you get back. I don't scoff at the idea of adopting. And I feel like if more people out there were given an incentive to do so, they would. Go back to like the silent generation, right? They didn't do things based on what they thought was right. They did things based on the idea of the collective. I think socialism would have been a way easier idea to sell back then.
Didn't the silent generation still have workhouses?
Have what?
Like workhouses for orphans.
Workhouses?
Yeah, like where they go and do work. You know, like didn't like child labor rights not happen until like...
Oh yeah, that's true, bro. Fuck yeah. Absolute. Holy shit, dude. Oh, fucking mind blown. You're absolutely right. Holy shit. Like there was
Put them
fucking
to work. Put them to
there
work.
Was like you know, 12-year-olds working in coal mines and shit. God damn, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh yeah.
So like this whole concept of childhood and stuff is a new concept anyway, you know? Like before it was just a body, you know, your warm body. You can do work.
I kind of like that better. It seems like more real, like more human. This idea of like fucking nowadays you're in an incubator till you're like 21, and then after that you can move from the incubator directly into the safe space.
Yeah, God. Okay, so that's really depressing.
Right.
So cool. For yeah, real. Orphans and stuff. Nice. On another note, a lot of people died today. There were some genocides. okay, never mind.
Genocides? Wait, talk to me about this.
I don't know. There probably is somewhere.
Okay.
The Rohingya in China. How about that?
Rohingya?
They're Muslims. They're being put in internment camps. There's like 300,000 of them in massive camps.
That's been happening for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, they call them re-education camps.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. People don't believe that that should exist. Like,
see, depressing topics. We're good at this. Fuck
yeah, man. Hell yeah, we got this. Like,
I want to tune in. I just want to fucking be like, oh God, why am I alive here? God.
Bro, you know people fucking do that shit. I do that shit on the daily. Like, I don't... 90% of what Alex Jones talks about, I don't fucking agree with whatsoever. And I don't believe. Shout out to Alex Jones. But at the same token, like, there's something about, like, the gloom and doom message that just gets me fucking pumped, dude. It gets me amped. Like, this idea...
The end is coming. It's Agenda 21. The NWO is coming. They're going to put you in FEMA internment camps. They have coffins ready. They have 400,000 coffins lined up. Wasn't this, like, years ago that he announced this? Years ago?
Oh, yeah. For real, dude. Like, I want to say that... I was in Alaska at the time. It was probably a good like 12 years ago, and I was at a really small airport, and they had Fox News on, and it was like it was this Fox News exclusive talking about how FEMA camps were fake news. This idea that like they were going to all these like supposed areas and showing that they were abandoned and that they're not FEMA camps and stuff like that, and it was ridiculous, but it seemed like straight up propaganda to me at the time. Like, oh shit, they're trying to say this as a counterpoint. So then when they do round us up, it's like we were hitting blindside because even Fox News is saying there ain't even that shit. Like, and Fox News.
And even the whole concept, like, at that time, I was baffled. I was like, why wouldn't FEMA have lots of coffins on the ready? Like, they do emergency management when a hurricane hits. They're supposed to handle that. There could be a large amount of dead bodies. Like, they should have those. They shouldn't have to order them day of. Like, people complained during Katrina they weren't ready. You know, like, they're fucking overprepared now. Like, what the fuck was the problem here?
Yeah, yeah. That is very true. And I think that from an epidemiological standpoint, right, like, this idea that, fuck, you know, a hurricane's going to roll through, you know, we're probably going to lose, like, you know, 1,200 to 3,000 people. And if we just let these bodies sit for 3 days, we're talking a lot of disease, you know? So you have coffins on the ready. Kind of how, like they do Rikers Island in New York, dude. They're ready to fucking toss your body in that shit, no doubt. But I think for the better, because, you know, fucking dead rotting bodies in the street is how we got Black Plague.
It's like being outraged when a hospital has an incinerator. You're like, they could burn bodies there. Yeah, like, they have to. You know, like, that's part of the process sometimes. People die. You know, sorry, bro. Yeah, you know,
people die, dude. Yeah. Like, fucking My Name Jeff had a good, like, if a hotel is open in 10 years, chances are several people died there. Not that there would be ghosts that eventually would lead you towards a, you know, a desk person who's so cute, yeah, you just want to lick her asshole.
I love that's how his ghost story ended. Oh, I just want to lick her asshole. The ghost of him wanting an asshole in his mouth. That beautiful. What? Beautiful story that proved nothing. It was great.
Shout out to Lois Must Die. Fucking, yeah. It's just every story leading and eating ass or getting fisted.
Double fist.
Double fist on meth. Shout out to all those out there doing fucking fisting themselves or getting someone else to do it for them. Y'all's crazy. Y'all's N-words are crazy. Fucking. Oh shit, I fucking lost train of thought there for a second. So, fucking, dude, you just turned me on to this, 21 Savage, bro. This shit's dank as fuck.
21 Savage! Go back to the UK. Go back to where you came from.
Go back to where you came from, bitch. You
motherfucker. Take my job, dude. I could have been a rapper if it wasn't for you. You just got paid less.
Dude, that's the fucking crazy thing, though. I know a bunch of undocumented Mexicans, dude. And they making like $8.65 to like $12 an hour, you know? No one's fucking looking at them. No one's trying to send them back. You know what I mean? No one's fucking on the radar. Fucking, you work at a factory, ICE gets called like at least once a year, and none of those bitches are being sent back to Mexico. No fucking way. But all of a sudden, fucking 21 Savage turns 26, fucking, what is that? Like, came there when he was 12, that's like 14 years later.
Yeah, he's probably still from Atlanta. You know, like, if I lived somewhere since I was a kid, and I went to high school there, and I got tattoos on my face that says Atlanta, and I'm from Atlanta, you know.
That's so crazy, dude. You know what's weird is, like, Marisada Chucha, 13, MS-13, like, the guy who fucking founded that shit, you know, like, he was deported back to Colombia. And a lot of MS-13 was, you know, deported back to Colombia with, like, tattoos on their face, like, baggy jeans, all fucking gangstered out. And it spread that, you know, it spread that shit. I wonder, like, if he'll be in a similar situation of having, like, these Atlanta, I don't know, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, okay, he's going to see him all tatted out like that. They're going to fucking worship the ground he walks on, you know, especially the shitty fucking rappers that exist there. And to me, that's a testament to location over genetics. Like, I follow Stefan Malinuk quite a bit, and he talks about how, like, specific races are specific to certain IQs in general, if you look at them overwhelmingly. But I dare say that the point that he talks about that touches me the most is, like, this idea that if you live in a climate that doesn't have all the seasons or just has one, like, consistent season, the IQ is lower because you don't have to, like, have that forethought of the future. So to me, that doesn't speak of race. That speaks of location. the idea that a fucking sea Mexican can travel his ass to Alaska, understand several different seasons other than fucking Florida, like whatever, kind of cold and then not, you know, it gives it gives the brain to have that same sort of foresight. So we are all equal in the potential of it. It's just we are a slave unto our location, and it's up to us to change that.
And the more important question here is, where did white people come from?
Isn't that like fucking down genetic black man?
Yeah, I don't think anyone knows. Anyone knows the separation point. Like, they just know it's a mutation, but they're like, I melanin? Further from the equator? Like, well, why didn't the people in South Africa turn white?
Well, because I would say that melanin is the body's protective measure from the sun. So the closer to the equator you are, the closer you are to tons of sun all the time.
Yeah.
And that affects you. You know, you have your body.
It's not like they were that far north. I mean, like, you're talking like, you know, like Germany isn't that far north. I mean, like...
But it's north of the equator, correct?
Yes.
How far? Like centrally north.
But I mean, did South Africa in distance is farther than Europe is from North Africa. So why did they not turn
it's still
as
south
white
of the
that
equator.
Way? Was it because it's still... on the same landmass? Or is it because they had to, like, did the rivers turn them white? It's colder in Southern Africa than it is in Northern Africa.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because Northern Africa is closer to the equator. Southern Africa is closer to Antarctica. And you're still facing the same paradigm of the amount of sun.
And why didn't Indians change color? Why did all natives stay within a couple shades? Why did the other continent not work the same?
India, interesting.
Or like North America, like why are them like if it's like a Navajo or a Mayan or you know like wherever. You know, or Blackfoot, Cherokee. It's a similar color. Why didn't they have a drastic shifts and change
based on the equator? Okay, we can look at this the same way. As transverse the globe to North
and
America.
And why is that trend not continuing?
But it did, though. It continued in Indians, both native and from India. That's a funny correlation, skin color. I've never really thought about the idea that Native Americans have a similar reddish hue that do Indians. And if you go further north, there's a lighter complexion within the natives there. Especially like Inuit Athabascans. They look more like Asian white.
Yeah. But they say that they crossed a land bridge or they know the island people crossed over and many boats across oceans. There's a couple theories in there. But it's still the change in color only happened in one place, and that was in Europe.
The change in color happened in Europe. Let's look at Europe as a whole, and like we're talking about probably the most human active area, I guess, other than Africa.
Like, is it the crossbreeding of Neanderthals with us?
I also think the existence of war and invading of countries. You know, there's a lot of intermixing based on, like, pillage and plunder, if you will.
I wish we could just get, like, hold of some genetic scientist right now and he can explain it to me, you know. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Find this video and just, you know, and show me.
Yeah.
Show me where this white people came from.
Verbose.xyz. White people don't exist. Prove me wrong.
Yeah, white people are aliens. They're the Anunnaki from Planet X, also known as Nibiru. And that's what happened. They were made in pots in Egypt, and then they were dispersed across North America to collect gold.
We ain't talking whites, homie. We talking tall whites.
Or something like that.
I was talking to Meche about this tonight. Like, you know, some people you meet, you know, they're just like total like genetic nothings, total NPCs, right? And then you meet either side of the intellectual front. One side being the aliens, like Elon Musk. And then the other side being like the Sasquatch. Like, I don't know who.
There's like lizard people and monkey people, huh?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Like, if you're native to this earth, you have more of appreciation for it. I guess we could say Joe Rogan is more of a fucking Sasquatch, right? Like...
Sasquatch looking motherfucker.
He is a Sasquatch. He's a knuckle dragon.
Yep. Jack Black too. Jack Black for sure.
Jack Black is definitely a fucking Sasquatch. We know your legend's real. Rigagungu, rigagung. Sorry. But yeah, he's a Sasquatch looking motherfucker. Like you're either like a genetic nothing, you know, like run of the mill, nothing extraordinary, nothing ordinary, just like a carbon footprint. Or you're on one side or the other genetic intellectual front, like Sasquatch or alien. Like you care about this earth and you're willing to put your effort into creating and keeping that going, or you're willing to exploit this earth to fucking further technological advances and eventually make yourself immortal. It's like the dichotomy of like either being completely immortal or just being organically grown, mortal for life, procreation, propagation, you know, earthly or otherworldly.
So pretty much you're just saying like you think some people don't have souls. Yeah, they're just like,
yeah, there's the soulless, and then there's yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like there ain't enough soul energy to go around. Like, I feel like you have a soul. I feel like Enchanter has a soul.
I'm worried I don't. I'm worried I might have, like, sold it.
No, you can't. You can't do that. You can't do that.
It wasn't worth that much.
It's just worth everything and nothing all at the same time. That's all. I won't go there. I won't go that far. The ideas of everything and nothing at the same time. It'll be like we're floating a deprivation chamber fucking on shit. We ain't Joe Rogan. Fuck that shit. It ain't about that deep state fucking MK Ultra shit.
Joe Rogan.
Toe Rogan.
Toe Rogan.
Toe Rogan.
He's worse than Alex Jones.
Do you think that? Do you think that?
No, no.
Okay.
It's just a nice, crazy thing to say, you know,
get people riled up. Yeah, I was impressed for a second because I agree, but not really at the same time. Like, I think I like Alex Jones more. Like, if I were to choose someone to hang out with, it's like you can either go hang out with Joe Rogan or you can hang out with Alex Jones. I'd be like, I'm going to go hang out with Alex Jones.
I still think like he knows someone gave him his position. Like, he only kind of interviews and stays like in around topics he's allowed to. Like, he's just, he's Ellen DeGeneres of fucking podcasting. Like, you know, she had that security 100%. Guard from the Vegas shooting, you know, telling some bullshit story with his like CIA handler next to him the whole time. It was a really
weird.
You never saw the Ellen interview with the security guard from the Vegas shooting?
No. I need to see that.
It's very interesting. It's the only interview he ever did, and it's completely contradicting the official events that was released later, but they never wanted to explain that. Very weird.
Huh.
I mean, I love all conspiracies, but you know, like it's weird to see like a mainstream comedian, you know, toe a line and do an interview like that, really out of place.
Interesting. That's how I kind of felt watching this latest podcast. Alex Jones and Jack Darcy, it seemed contrived and forced. Especially like this idea that it's like, what's that one app? Oh yeah, the Cash App. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm part owner of that. Let me talk about that. And then two shows later talking about how like, oh yeah, no, I've made it open that that's Cash App is my sponsor. Like, that's not something that's weird. Like, wait, what? Yeah, no, bro.
This is normal to talk about cool things that also pay you to talk about them. Like, that's not normal. No.
No. By the way, Verbose.xyz is funded by no one except for our own pockets. Love y'all. If you want to send some crypto, just you can do that. If you're a Nigerian scammer, just send me your private key. I will make it worth your while.
Yeah. And since we don't have an address anywhere, just send us your private keys.
Just
choose an email address, something at verbose.xyz, and we'll get your private key. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You can always hit us up on Discord. I'm Miles Lowroad. We got Crafter on the Horde.
Fuck.
Enchanters is the mute currently.
Enchanter.
Are you back with us, Enchanter? Or are you still off doing things in IRL? Probably is. Love you. Love you wrong time. Rub you wrong time regardless.
Do some sign language over the internet, please.
Exactly.
Amen, guys. Oh, that's offensive. That's offensive.
Give us some like gang signs, like blood and shit. Young blood, what up, young blood? What up, young blood? Throw up blood. Because here at verbose.xyz, we do not represent Crips, only blood.
Gang gang.
Could we get gang gang, that cakey gang gang? You don't know nothing about no cakey gang gang. Enchanter knows all that, cakey gang gang. He's the founder of Cakey Gang Gang. Fuck around. So you haven't fucked with since that fucking night, huh?
What? Trove?
That night you're yeah.
Fuck.
Can we talk about psychedelics on the show and our own personal usage?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
It was interesting though. It was interesting. That's for sure.
Trove is an interesting game. It's very, like, you know, it's got that free fucking game feel to it, you know, of, like, endless items and upgrades and things like that. But, I don't know, in general, the game's fun to play.
It's not as good as Minecraft. Minecraft is superior game.
Minecraft is superior game. Probably, I would say, the best game ever.
I would say definitely in top 10. Definitely top 10 games ever made.
I appreciate Doom in the same way that I do Minecraft, in that there's a lot of resources for you to create your own content for it. And it feels very similar. Where I like Doom better is that it's like you do this preparation to create a game or a game type. Whether it be maps or mods or whatever, and then you play through that, and that it's satisfying. Whereas Minecraft is like meld the two, you know, it's like you are creating while you're playing, which I love. But I just end up fucking redstoning out. That's my shit.
Yep, chicken farms,
dude. Fucking Enchanter and I got our server like raided by some assholes. And I caught the guy after he had done it, but like he was like, "Yeah, look, yeah, dude, looks like someone fucking griefed you guys." I'm like, "Eh, I was just done with that chicken contraption, and I was about to give up the game because that's all I do is build it. Now I can rebuild it. You just breathed life into my Minecraft game. Thanks, bro."
I was running out of things to do. Awesome.
Exactly. But that chicken contraption went hard, bro. I got to the point where I was using the same power sources that were bringing the eggs up from the underneath the chicken coop to refill the, or to at least fill these chests. And then I reconnected those chests to another like selection of chests that were higher than the actual contraption. And then I used like a descending hopper to like feed them. Like slow gravity feed them into every single sensors. I went hard with it, dude. I don't know if you ever saw that part of it. I don't think we got a save on that world, but yeah, I went way too hard on that shit. It was crazy.
And you haven't rebuilt yet, huh?
No, I haven't. Currently, you want to check us out. We're mc.valhallagameplays.info. That's where our Minecraft server is at. Also, check out fucking crafterland.com. That's the shit. You definitely want to go there. They have a way better server than us.
If you like racism and autism, that's the place.
Really? Dude, I gotta hang out in your fucking server more. Oh fuck! Now that's you a back scary me. Place. That's oh, scary I gotta. Place. I can't say the N word. I love you. I love you, Twitch.
Oof.
I love you,
Twitch. Big oof.
Oof. Nibba, nibba. Okay, word. Or I could do the fucking Diane word. Ninja. But I'm in my defense. I am Puerto Rican, and I've said it my whole life. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry. Actually, I'm not fucking sorry. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all, nibbas. Fucking. But yeah, fucking. So yeah, we're talking Minecraft. Enter. I was just talking about how those motherfuckers bombed. I don't have a mouse right now. I'm hanging out at the La Quinta. Welcome to the La Quinta.
La Quinta. What do you think about the La Quinta there?
Re normies. What do I think about the La Quinta? It's alright. It's weird being here knowing that my apartment like fucking like a mile away.
That's pretty awesome. Did you go to the jacuzzi or the pool?
Is there a jacuzzi here? I don't know. No.
Is there free continental breakfast?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
Dude, believe me, I'm going to be hitting that shit up. You have no idea.
Do they have one of those awesome waffle makers?
They do, bro. They have three of them there with the propane shit on them.
Yeah, better make one of those. Yeah,
dude. Yeah, bro. I saw that walking in. I didn't even just now what you know, like that was a thing or I'm going to use that shit. But now that you say I'm going to use that shit, actually, I'm going to make one and bring it with me to work and eat it really slow in front of you. No?
Hey, sure. Why are you paying me your $2?
For what? We didn't bet on shit. You already got the four.
Oh, fuck. Tom Brady. Fuck Tom Brady.
Yeah, for real. Fuck Tom Brady. Fucking shout out to the Super Bowl. Lowest attendance. Fucking lowest attendance in a long time, huh?
Yeah, lowest viewership on TV in 10 years. Lowest scoring game of all time. Boring as shit. Halftime show is just retarded. That guy's tattoo was stupid.
Dude, fucking Adam Levine with the California tattoo. Go fuck yourself, bro.
Yeah. Like, sideways. It's just another example that, like, money can't buy intelligence.
But money can buy you power. And that means stupid people can buy power.
Yeah, but it can be easily taken.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, word. That is true. It can be easily taken. I feel like people these days are too scared to...
You're scared.
You know? I'm scared. I'm scared as fuck. I'm also gay.
Now you're gay. So I'm scared.
That should be a show instead of naked.
Naked and afraid. Scared. Gay and scared.
Yeah, naked, gay and scared, dude. Yep. You're like dropped off at a gay bar, but you're like you've been a Christian your whole life and totally a shut-in.
Yeah, like I want a dick, but maybe it would be too big of a dick. I don't know.
And then that dick will inject semen in me that will put me straight to hell.
So is this your biography you're writing, right?
What? Gay and afraid?
Yeah, gay and afraid.
Or gay and scared? Yeah. Gay and scared. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Okay,
you
sorry.
Gay.
Yeah, I'm gay.
I'm gay.
You know who else gay? Enchanter. Huh. Enchanter's gay because he can't say shit about it. Oh.
But Enchanter is not gay. He's... And proudly.
Yeah.
So, got you.
What other kind of awesome memes have been going on in the world today?
Wait, let's go back to 21 Savage. So, fucking...
Oh, 21 Savage. Okay, let's go back to 21 Savage.
What you say about Minecraft? That was from Enchanty. Fucking... So, yeah, 21 Savage. Moves... Are you playing Minecraft right now, motherfucker? You are, aren't you? Crafter.
Who, me? Fuck no.
Yeah,
I'm not.
You.
I thought you were talking to Enchanter. No, fuck no, I'm not.
Huh? Why can I hear? You got mic on? Okay, yeah, you're streaming. I can hear you.
That's not me.
Anyways, no, it's Grafter. Fucking that's a crazy thing, bro. Like, fucking being like moving to this country when you're like totally identifying with America, leaving UK behind completely, having tattoos on your face of it, you know, like really repping that scene. Like, is it fair that you fucking get kicked back out? You go back to the UK?
Yeah, he took my job. He took my fucking job, dude. He should have came through legally. He shouldn't have came in a caravan of his mom and siblings. Sorry, I couldn't keep it together. That's awesome.
Do me a favor. Spit some bars right now. Spit some bars right now, bro. That's what I thought, bitch. That's right.
He took my job and my skill. He took it away from me. He took my mojo, just like Austin Powers. He went back in time, drilled into my nuts, took my mojo, and now I can't rap anymore.
Is that for real? Yeah, play a beat, bro. That was from Enchanty as well. My bad. I think that, yeah. He drilled into your nuts and took your mojo.
Are you going to play it? It's your turn. It's Puerto Rican. It's in your blood.
The mojo?
Isn't Fat Joe Puerto Rican?
Fuck you. He's Cuban.
Tomato, tomato.
You're a bitch. Not all sea Mexicans are made the same. Plus, there's way more Cubans that are Jewish. Regions that are Jewish. That says something. You feel me? I'm just kidding. But you know what I've noticed? Amongst Hispanics, it's easier for them to hate on the Jews
than other people. Everyone does. Like, I don't want to be racist, but it's the Jews, you know?
Exactly, dude. But Hispanics do that shit. Hispanics do the, I don't want to be racist or nothing, but it's the Jew shit. It's funny. I've seen family members fucking say that shit. I'm like, are you serious?
Why do Jewish men get circumcised?
You
don't know. Oh, because Jewish girls won't touch anything that's not at least 15% off.
Oh, got him.
Yep. That was good. Got him. Right.
That was good. Oh, shit. Wait, what? Stay away from Jewish thoughts? Why?
Why? Why would we stay away? This makes no sense.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
they're nosy.
With a Shylock joke. Oh.
They're nosy. Oh. Meche all like, you crazy.
What are we looking at? Oh, we're waiting for beats. You're going to bust rhymes. You're going to bust rhymes like 21 Savage.
Oh, damn. Oh, shit. Oh, this is filling my ear holes.
This is a verbose exclusive.
Here we go. Verbose exclusive. Oh god damn, that shit's hot as fuck.
So now you're gonna bust a rhyme, right? And so 21 Savage, that you're here for a reason. You're an illegal immigrant.
Should I? here, let me make it go live again. Hold on. Hey, wait, hold up, it's not what you think. I'm just the guy that scrubs the toilets and cleans the sinks. Please ignore the recorder and the listening device. I'm just making sure you eat your broccoli and rice because I'm on a mission to make sure you live because I know you've been missing what you need, so just listen to you and me. We'll take a ride to the grocery store. We'll drive Dad's Dodge Ram with the tent lift door. I got this crazy eye bugging, but my nerves are intact. Remember, kids, no more junk food, only wheatgrass and soybean extract. It'll make you shit.
Whoa. Whoa. That was hot fire.
That was fire. That was fire.
Yeah. That was that almost made me want to kill myself, but I made it through.
Did you?
Yeah.
Bro, one of the most satisfying things ever, and it's so like taboo online, is telling someone to kill themselves. It's like the most cathartic thing ever. It, like, you can't help, like, you go up to someone and you'd be like, kill yourself. You can't help but put a smile on your face. I tell Lois to do that. Exactly. He should. He really should, though. Like, you're kind of doing a piece.
So. Have you ever made any beats? Have you ever attempted to be a hip-hop producer?
Yes.
How successful was that?
Zero success.
Do you have any of these samples still in existence? Can we get an exclusive sample of these musical talents? I'm sure it sounds a lot like this horrible garbage I'm listening to.
I think this, what we got going on, ain't bad. I think that it's creative. I think that I like the bass end too.
Is it some of that lo-fi stuff? Lo-fi?
I would say that it's a PSYOP and MK Ultra fucking super lo-fi with that EDM kick. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'd say it's that doom EDM. It's that doomy EDM. Fucking oh yeah. So like the only time that I felt inclined ever. Beats, so to speak, was while I was canvassing, and we'll call this guy, call him CJ. And CJ is probably the worst rapper I've ever seen in my fucking entire life. But he has that effect, you know, that some humans have where they really want something in their life, so they just think that there are that, and they believe their own lie. So he just thought he was God's greatest gift to rapping. Yet he was not. And wanted me to make beats for him. So I think I made one beat, and he fucking thought it was garbage. He thought it was total garbage. It even had, like, the Ingress, like, notification sound in it. But it wasn't because I meant to put it there. It's because it was making. But it worked out perfectly.
That's pretty awesome. I once tried to be a sound producer, and I was recording beats and stuff. I didn't really make any good beats, but other people did. And we had this guy that would always come over that had really messed up teeth. His name was Bruce. And we always encouraged him to rap because it sounded horrible and, like, retarded, could never rhyme anything with anything, stuttered through the whole thing. And we all
you
just
encouraged
laughed at him.
This.
We just laughed at him, like directly. Like, there's a whole group who just laughed at him. And we started calling him MC Teeth. Because his teeth were really fucked up. Like, he had, like, teeth. Like, T-E-E-F. Like, teeth. Yeah. Like, MC Teeth. And we always encourage him to rap, and we record it, and, like, die on the floor laughing. It was really rude and cruel and just a horrible thing to do to somebody. But he always had a great time, so I don't know, you know?
I don't know. Some people enjoy the public deprecation, decimation, deprecation. What'd you say? Yeah. Defamation.
But I'm pretty sure.
I definitely do.
Yeah, he thought that we were just really enjoying it and, like, laughing at his lines in his rap. But it was just, like, the horribleness of it all, you know, was the best part.
This is definitely this man, CJ. It was bad. But he thought he was awesome. tell you one thing he was really good at is getting people to give him money at the door while canvassing. It didn't matter what the political cause was. He was going to talk you into doing it money. Imagine someone knocking on your door, asking you to give money aggressively. Would you answer the door to a canvasser?
Most of the time, no. I like peek out the blinds, see some weird looking guy. I'm like, ah, fuck it.
You've had canvassers knock on your door before?
Probably. I ignore most people who knock on my door.
Okay, weird.
Like, I mean, like even like maybe like a family member could show up at my door and I probably wouldn't open it.
Really? That's awesome.
They should have called me. I'm asleep or something. I'm not answering the door.
Weird. By the way, so was this dude English? Enchanter wants to know.
No.
Okay.
He was just a meth head.
he wasn't English.
Yeah. So he
wasn't
a
genetic problem.
From smoking
it
meth.
Was a meth problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ignore some people. I don't think I ignore anybody. Instead, I look through my peephole, arm myself. Yeah, definitely text me or call me first. I'm on the same page with Enchanter. And I don't think I have anxiety, as you state, but I feel like I have paranoia. Is there such thing as paranoid mania?
Sure.
I'll
bite.
Yeah, I think that's what I got then. If I was to like SJW out and say, I have mental illness, that would be the one or the two. Paranoid mania.
Are you paranoid right now? Are you worried someone's going to kick in the door, arrest you, rape your butthole with a fucking taser?
No, that sounds like a good time. So, no. I ain't even tripping right now. I ain't even tripping, Holmes. Don't catch me slipping, no.
What about, like, La Quinta security comes in. Boom! Comes in the door. Come here, boy. We're going to show you something. You poor
bro,
freaking.
The fucking front desk guy here had
my daddy's job.
The front desk guy here had so many chromosomes. I think it's probably exacerbated by cannabis. I have no idea what you're talking about. THC is a trigger for psychoactive shit. Yeah, it is. And definitely a THC makes me very.
Now who's the pussy? Can't handle your shit. Can't handle your shit.
I can now, dude. Since I've started, like, I fucking have such high tolerance. I know it's ridiculous. You were talking to your chick. The anxiety is a fucking trip. Yeah, I feel you, dude. I definitely feel you. Anxiety. I definitely experienced it, but I feel like it's been anxiety induced by paranoia. So I know how it is to feel anxious. Right now I feel fucking cool as a cucumber. I'm so happy to be hanging out with you guys tonight. I'm having so much fucking fun. Yeah, hail victory.
Blood and soil. Oh, wait, wrong place.
Wait, what?
Shit. Shit.
Wait, what? That's so good.
Just jokes, by the way, motherfuckers.
Yeah, just kidding. Fucking just,
in. Yeah.
Dude, if Crafter is blacker than night, right, then I might sound white, but I have color. Reminds me of New Mexico in the winter, huh? Right? New Mexico in the winter. Well, we've passed winter solstice more and more. It's pretty nice. Fucking New Mexico.
Middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you're in 20 degrees Fahrenheit. It's probably in the 30s here.
Just watching, typing. Type. Type away.
Type away. Typo negative?
Typo negative 50 last week.
Oh, fuck, man. I've been there, though. I think the coldest weather experienced a straight out with no wind chill factor, negative, like a still.
Did you play with boiling water and film it for
YouTube? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I never filmed it for YouTube, but I definitely experimented with it. It was 40 below, and outside this restaurant, took a hot cup of coffee and threw it outside, and it just vaporizes. It's fucking crazy.
Did you try a water gun? You can just spray, like, vapor snow at people?
No, I've never tried that.
Yeah, I saw so many videos on YouTube last week. So many. It was just retarded.
Huh. Interesting.
Like, everybody wanted to post one. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, before... Yeah, I guess, huh? Because, like, now civilized America, if you could call it that, I guess, how would you say this in a different way? Occupied America? Like, Midwest is hitting, like, 40 belows, you know? Like, Alaska, that's common, you know? They're in a constant state of polar vortex in the winter. But, you know, you see that happen in the Midwest. Sure, like, I'm pretty sure, like, Minnesota... But, you know, Michigan isn't like, fuck, dude, 55 below, what the fuck is going on, you know?
We need Jeff. Call Jeff. We need Jeff. Is Jeff alive?
This is right
now. I mean, whatever time it is, who cares? Just wake him up.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
I'll do it.
Nah, we should probably save that one for when people are actually here.
Why? It'd probably be best, like, for, like, legal purposes that we do it when someone's watching. Fuck, is that guy's... My name's Jeff. You miss him this week or what?
No. No. But, you know, he would give us something to focus us and just be like, wow. We're in a way better place than we ever thought we could possibly be. We have no idea.
I guess that's the good thing about my name, Jeff. It's like, wow, you know, I thought I was a horrible person. And then I found out you could always be a worse human.
Yeah. Oh, you thought you were low. You can be lower. You can be lower. Like, no. Your butthole hurts today? It could hurt more. There's ways.
You could be Jacob. Oh, God, got him. It's true. Shout out to Lois Must Die 555. I don't know though. You fucking heard him last week, Enchanter. Who do you think's worse? Lois or fucking my name Jeff? And did you hear the story of being on meth having a chick double fist? My name Dead Meme? He didn't even know that meme at all. I just started calling him that because his name is Jeff. And oh, by the way, for all you faggots out there, yes, I brought a man home from Red Lobster.
You brought a drunk man home.
We drank like fucking 2.5 bottles of whiskey. It was amazing. It reminds me that like I'm still an alcoholic.
And if anybody's struggling, call
1-800. Yeah, kidding. Right. You can get recovery at this resort. Oh, what? See, I was looking at that GIF before, and I was like, is that fucking fisting? No. That's toilet paper grabbing. But my name's Jeff.
Shout out, Jeff.
We miss you, too. Jeff, if you're watching this tonight, we miss you. We love you.
Hope your anus is having everything it wants.
Fucking anal vor. I hope your anus gets all that it wants. My name Jeff was in the military.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know who else was in the military? Robert Bales.
Who?
Robert Bales.
Sergeant Slaughter?
Oh, God. That's fucked up. You could call him Sergeant Slaughter, eh? Oh, dude, I'm just bobbing my head to this shit. I am putting it live, though. You guys are going to have to ask me. You guys are going to have to ask me.
About what?
So, you know, about what I'm listening to right now. That I'm bobbing my head to. You would see it. Oh, goddamn. By the way, if you do go to verbose.x, say thank you to Crafter. He created that shit. But that video, saying thank you to Enchanter. I don't know how the fuck you got that either, but you did.
It's amazing.
It's amazing, yeah. It's like beauty and filth all at the same time. Fucking shout out to all y'all on the other side of the border. You guys are. And on the other side of that border, fucking shout out to y'all. And on the other side of that border, shout out to y'all. And then the other side of the ocean. If you don't know who we are, I am Miles. We got Crafter, a.k.a. Black, Killer Mike. We got him on the horn tonight.
What's up?
We also have the amazing Necroturge, a.k.a. Enchanter, a.k.a. Mr. Enchanter, a.k.a. the Wise One. All up in the hizzy. One day you'll hear him. One day you will hear him.
Maybe one day he'll speak like Bumblebee through just like clips. You know, just clips of memes and stuff.
Dude, that's fucking kind of weird. It's like you know. Because that's how he kind of is anyways. He like can... dude. And good ones too. All the dankest. Like, you know those nibbas that like actually create memes on 4chan? He's one of those rare fuckers. He's one of those rare fuckers.
Yeah.
Fucking. But yeah, I had some fun tonight. This was cool. Yeah. Fucking. I enjoyed it. I'm out of my element tonight. I'm not eating ass and skating fast.
Yeah. We had a Jeff episode. Now we had on site at La Quinta Inn.
Yeah, on site, La Quinta Inn. Rocking and rolling. And we also had a Necroturge, a.k.a. Enchanter, kind of on the horn tonight. He's more in this shit, not just in chat like last week. But, you know, you feel me.
Yeah, I think we could start giving him some tasks. Like, hey, Google this. Boom. Hey, look at it. Now he's streaming. It's awesome. See it. Boom.
Yeah. That's true, too. Like, we could fuck. He does stream some interesting things.
Yeah.
And all of the memes. But, yeah.
Show us some titties. Boom! Titties on
the screen. Boom! Titties on the screen. Bro, can you do that on Twitch? Like, can you free the nipple on Twitch?
Man nipple.
Can you free the dick on Twitch?
No. But bulge. But bulge.
Well, that's fucking weird, dude. Like, a new thought idea. Like, the male thought, like, showing off the bulge. But I don't think it would ever fucking go, dude. You know what I mean?
We can only dream. Unless, one day there will be equal rights in this country. One day.
Equal rights, dude.
When single white males can show their penis for money.
Is that equal rights?
There was Magic Mike. Never mind. There was already Magic Mike. Never mind. We're already there. Celebrate. Obama. We did it.
We was kings. Well, and most importantly, I had fun hanging out with your crafter. Was stupid tonight. I enjoyed it. Tune in every week, every Wednesday. We'll do this at another time. If you're catching this later in the week, that's cool. But we're here all the time. Verbose.xyz. Check us out. We have. You can also check us out on fucking Discord. Find us in some weird way. And yeah. If you want us to, if you want to join the conversation, fucking hit us up. While we're streaming, or not, or both. Okay, no.
Woohoo! Yeah. Thank you. Anyone who didn't listen, fuck you. You know, if you never ever listen, then definitely fuck you.
The gay Israel.
Gay Israel.
Straight Palestine.
Straight Palestine. Shout out to Alex Jones.
Shout out to Alex Jones. Fucking Toe Rogan. You gay. Bisexual Egypt.
Bisexual Egypt. We out.